Dr. R.J. Bunnell is one of the members of a team of Utah doctors that is in New York City helping in hospitals strained because of the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Bunnell is recording his thoughts during this experience in the form of an audio journal. This is the latest entry to KCPW's COVID-19 diaries.
After the initial thrill of deploying, my team and I are getting a little rough around the edges. We have nurses with bleeding noses from wearing a protective mask all day, hands that are red and raw from washing and sanitizer, sore feet and bleary eyes. Already we've been witness to deaths and tragic deteriorations at a rate that would have been unimaginable under normal circumstances. I had two patients today that are not in good shape at all. Both of them are in their mid-40s and take no medications. Both had coronavirus for 1 to 2 weeks before suddenly taking turns for the worse. My first patient today looked like two-thirds of his left lung was full of gunk that was keeping him from breathing well. He was needing about as much oxygen as we can give someone without putting a breathing tube down his throat. More ominously, he had some significant lab abnormalities that we see when people do poorly with this nasty virus. He looked pretty good when we were talking, and as we were wrapping up, he asked me how long he would be there. He needed to make a call and update his wife. I wish I could have given him a better answer. Truth is, I'll be checking my patient list for his name the rest of the time I'm here to make sure he's still alive. The last person I saw today had just been discharged to rehab about a week earlier. While his lungs were doing great, he had suddenly found himself experiencing severe, debilitating muscle spasms when he tried to move his arms or legs. His balance was off, giving him a sensation of being on a rolling ship, and he had trouble talking due to powerful facial twitching. COVID is showing itself to be diabolically creative. And it appears that this gentleman's own immune system is attacking the nerves in his spinal cord and brain. We got neurology involved as soon as possible, and it is possible that there are some therapies that will help. My best guess is that this really kind and scared guy, who is only 2 years older than me, is going to find himself significantly disabled for the rest of his life. Compared to other conditions, we have very limited experience with this new coronavirus. Despite claims to the contrary and some anecdotal evidence, a total of zero therapies besides oxygen are sure to help. The doctor who oriented me on my first day at LIJ was pacing the office today, the strain of weeks of watching many of his patients deteriorate and die clearly causing some angst. He correctly stated a few times that we just don't know what we're doing. He's absolutely right. For now, we'll keep trying new things and doing what we can to help.
Again, that's Dr. R.J. Bunnell, who is part of a crisis response team from Intermountain Healthcare that is in New York City to help with the coronavirus outbreak there. Listen to KCPW weekdays for regular reports from the COVID-19 front lines.